fun at Willard Airport. ESPN 93.5, sunny 95.3.
And at 25 before 9, Friday mornings with America's best political humorists and satirists. Find him at aneveningwiththepresidents.com. U of I alum Bill Melberg. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Stevie J. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
And good morning, ESPN Radio and sunny listeners.
Well, I know I've said this many times before, but what a news week this has been.
It certainly has been, Stevie and Diane. And it's been a very bad week for Barack Milhouse Obama.
You mean Barack Hussein Obama?
Yes, I do. But excuse me. But given the scandals that are now rocking the White House, Barack Hussein Obama is sounding more and more like Richard Milhouse Nixon, even though he and his aides reject the comparison. Yet, for those of us who are old enough to remember the Watergate scandal, the events of the past week and the statements and denials by the president and his press secretary, Jay Carney, seem very, very familiar.
Well, I guess in an effort to get ahead of those comparisons and the criticisms, and in order to demonstrate both openness and transparency, President Obama now joins us on our VIP hotline. Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Hello.
And good morning, ESPN radio listeners. It's good to be with you.
Mr. President, let's follow this week's events as they unfolded, and let's begin with this clip from ABC's World News Sunday with David Muir.
Firestorm in Washington. This week, the IRS is expected to reveal the results of an internal investigation that shows the agency targeted the Tea Party and conservative groups. What were they looking for, and was this politically motivated? ABC's Rena Ninen tonight at the White House.
The IRS may be in need of an audit, say critics, after revelations it specifically went after conservative Tea Party groups.
I don't care if you're a conservative, a liberal, a Democrat, or a Republican, this should send a chill up your spine.
New allegations from the IRS Inspector General's report due out this week reportedly claim that senior IRS officials knew about the targeting as early as 2011. So why did the agency's commissioner, appointed by George W. Bush, say this to Congress last year?
There's absolutely no targeting.
The IRS is apologizing, saying none of the groups scrutinized had its tax-exempt status revoked, but acknowledge some withdrew their applications. The agency also blaming three lower-level employees, insisting no high-level officials knew about the targeting.
How stupid do they think we are?
Some groups were even asked for a list of donors.
It's very disappointing that the president hasn't personally condemned this.
The White House insists this was not a political witch hunt, but also admits this isn't over.
The president would expect it to be thoroughly investigated.
Party members say it's not good enough.
They're abusing the power that they have in the IRS. It's completely unacceptable.
House Majority Leader Eric Cantor says he plans on launching an investigation.
All right, Mr. President, do you have any comment on this, sir?
Stevie, no comment.
Mr. President, there's another clip from Tuesday morning with your press secretary, Jay Carney. A White House reporter asked him how you feel about the comparisons that are now being made between yourself and President Nixon. Let's take a listen.
Comment on the specific investigation.
President Obama is being compared to President Nixon. How does he feel about that?
Again, I don't have a reaction from President Obama. I can tell you that the people who make those kind of comparisons need to check their history, because you know, what we have here with one issue in Benghazi is so clearly, as we're learning more and more, a political sideshow, a deliberate effort to politicize a tragedy. The president feels very strongly about that. You heard him address that yesterday. On these other issues, these are things that we are finding out about, and we need to wait appropriately for independent action to be completed before he can in any way take action or comment specifically on it. You know, I think that it is a reflection of the you know, sort of rapid politicization of everything that you have that kind of commentary.
would you care to comment on Jay Carney's response, Mr. President?
Diane, I think Jay made himself very clear. No comment.
Not to belabor the point, sir, but in the spirit of openness and transparency that you say you fully embrace, perhaps you'll give us a comment on this clip, which gives us some side-by-side statements by yourself and President Nixon. And here it is, sir.
The only people who don't want to disclose the truth are people with something to hide. I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Because people have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
I am not a dictator.
Well, I'm not a crook.
I am not a dictator.
And in all of my years of public life, I have never obstructed justice. And I think, too, that I can say that in my years of public life, that I welcome this kind of examination, because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
President?
The only people who don't want to disclose the truth are people with something to hide.
Any comment, sir?
Stevie, no comment.
Mr. President, among the conservative groups and individuals who the IRS was targeting was the highly respected world-famous 94-year-old Christian evangelist, Dr. Billy Graham. So this brings up another issue, what some have called your administration's war on religious freedom. Here's what Cardinal Francis George, Chicago's highly respected Catholic Archbishop, had to say 4 years ago about your administration's policies regarding religious freedom.
Hello, I'm Cardinal Francis George, Archbishop of Chicago and President of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. I'd like to take a moment now to speak about two principles or ideas that have been basic to life in our country: religious liberty and the freedom of personal conscience. On Friday afternoon, February 27th, the Obama administration placed on a federal website the news that it intends to remove a conscience protection rule for the Department of Health and Human Services. That rule is one part of the range of legal protections for healthcare workers, for doctors, nurses, and others who have objections in conscience to being involved in abortion and other killing procedures that are against how they live their faith in God. As Catholic bishops and American citizens, we're deeply concerned that such an action on the government's part would be the first step in moving our country from democracy to despotism. Respect for personal conscience and freedom of religion as such ensures our basic freedom from government oppression. No government should ever come between an individual person and God.
Any comment, Mr. President?
Diane, let me remind Cardinal George, he is not the president, and I am God. At least that's how millions of voters still think of me.
Well, Mr. President, Mitch McConnell, the Senate Republican leader, doesn't seem to think of you as God. Here's what Senator McConnell had to say about you on the Senate floor this Wednesday.
Madam President.
The Republican leader.
Over the past few days, we've heard many in the media talk about how this has been a rough week for the administration. That's because it's been a worse week for the First Amendment. On Friday, we learned that, just as we'd been told by our constituents, the IRS deliberately targeted conservative groups across the country in the midst of a heated national election. Over the weekend, we learned that the extent of it was even broader than we originally thought. Then this morning, we all learned that the targeting wasn't limited to an IRS office out of Cincinnati, as the administration suggested last week, but that it reached all the way to the IRS headquarters right here in Washington. What we don't know at this point is whether it jumped the fence from the IRS to the White House. But we do know this: we can't count on the administration to be forthcoming about the details of this scandal, because so far they've been anything but. So this morning I'm calling on the president to make available completely and without restriction, everyone who can answer the questions we have as to what's been going on at the IRS, who knew about it, and how high it went. No stonewalling, no more incomplete answers, no more misleading responses, no holding back witnesses, no matter how senior their current or former positions. We need full transparency and we need full cooperation. The American people deserve answers.
Mr. President, your reaction, sir.
Stevie, let me be perfectly frank and perfectly clear. No comment.
Well, Mr. President, we want to thank you for being with us this morning and for your candid and forthright responses. It's good to know that you aren't trying to hide anything. When we come back, political humorist Bill Melberg will be bringing us some comments from another president who faced an avalanche of scandals 40 years ago.
So far away.
Stay with us on the internet at ESPNCU.com and at 93.5 and 95.3. We'll be right back.
Yesterday, suddenly, I'm not half the man.
Humorist Bill Melberg. And Bill, 40 years ago, President Richard Nixon was facing his own avalanche of scandals in the Watergate affair, which, of course, ultimately forced Mr. Nixon to resign the presidency in disgrace.
Yes, Stevie, Richard Nixon faced impeachment, and he was forced to resign from office for, among other things, using the IRS to harass his political opponents. And here is what Mr. Nixon had to say about the disgrace he brought upon himself in an interview with David Frost in 1977.
I'm sorry. I just hope I haven't let you down. Well, when I said, I just hope I haven't let you down, that said it all. I had. I let down my friends. I let down the country. I let down our system of government and the dreams of all those young people that ought to get into government but will think it's all too corrupt and the rest. Most of all, I let down an opportunity that I would have had for 2.5 more years to proceed on great projects and programs for building a lasting peace, which has been my dream, as you know, from our first interview in 1968, before I had any thought I might even win that year. I didn't tell you I didn't think I might win, but I wasn't sure. Yep, I let the American people down. And I have to carry that burden with me for the rest of my life.
I let the American people down, and I have to carry that burden with me for the rest of my life. Wow, I had not seen that. David Frost.
Well, Stevie and Diane, as we listen to Richard Nixon in the aftermath of that long scandal, and you know, we're hearing some of the same things now that we heard in his time. I know nothing about it. It was an underling, you know, it was someone way down in the administration. We're hearing some of those same things now. And think of our great nation. I hope and pray that whoever ordered the IRS to target conservatives, President Obama doesn't put us through another Watergate scandal. Because that scandal not only destroyed President Nixon, it also damaged our country. Which is why, as Charles Krauthammer wrote today, now is the time for President Obama not to put questions off, but to tell us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Well, the House hearing underway regarding this whole IRS stuff, and you know, I guess it's possible it comes from a culture instead of an order. As far as, you know, they're friendly, they're not going to do anything if I do that to them, you know, because they don't like them anyway, kind of thing.
Well, you know, know, you've had the president now for 5 years trashing millionaires and billionaires, trashing conservatives, trashing the Tea Party. And, you know, the culture spreads from the top down.
Mm-hmm. Bill, we appreciate you, buddy. Thanks again, always.
Askiwawa, my friend.
Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the weekend.
I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening to us on the radio on 93.5, the new Sunday 95.3. Have a great weekend.